Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. It is 3:48 p.m. California time. So I was on my social media, my Facebook, and I saw a post, and The Real has posted a clip, and they were having a debate saying, would it be fair if the mother decided to change their child's last name if the father isn't present in the child's life? And I commented on my social media. I said, topic of the day, if the child's father is not present in the child's life, does the mother have the right to change the child's last name? Comment your thoughts and opinions below. One person has said, that's a tough question. It's really one of the personal choice of the parent. So with that being said, yes, a name is an honor. I said, yes, and the kid could also have the choice when they are older to change the last name back or a totally different last name. Another person has commented yes, and then I said, basically he explained why, and then she said she takes care of them and is the head of their household unless there's a chance he might be back, that I don't know, but if it's a sure thing that he's out of the kid's life, then yeah, change the last name. Another person has commented yes, and then another person said, I have full custody, my ex-husband has my son every other holiday and a month in the summer, yet I have to have him sign paperwork to change my son's last name. What the F? I said, that's not fair at all. So I also posted it on my Instagram. So let's go to my Instagram. And one person has commented, hell the F yeah. Like, the kid can know he has a dad if he ain't around and you're basically taking care of your kid on your own, then for sure change his last name. So he could probably have yours because you got yourselves through this hard world. I said, I feel if the father is not present, then yeah, change the last name. And if the kid wants to have the choice to change the last name back when they're older, then I feel like the kid should basically have the choice of that. Another person has commented, yes, I feel like she is right. If you're the only consistent parent, you're making all the decisions for your child anyways. I said, right, sometimes the fathers who aren't present get so offended and bitter when the child's last name is changed. And then she said, that's crazy. That's the crazy part about it. And that also is crazy because it's just like, if you research how many single parents there is in this generation, it's actually a lot. And I was like Googling like a lot of stuff on like, why like are people like that? Like, why do people become single parents and stuff? And sometimes it's a tough situation. Sometimes it takes two to tangle, but like it takes somebody to be a parent, and I feel like it should be a team when it comes to that kind of stuff. Together or not, you should be a team. You should both be taking care of the kid, not just the mother, basically, because I feel like in reality you see single moms and then you also see single dads too, so it's like kind of a half and half thing. So it's like not fair on both parties if it's like anybody that's going through that. I just feel like you should take it to the courts, and I feel like you should like get split custody. You should complain about it or put their ass on child support. And it says on Google, of the 11 million families with children under age 18 and no spouse present, the majority of single mothers. Single fathers comprise the remaining 2.5 million single parent families. Married couples make up 68% of all families with children under 18, compared to 93% in the 1950s. So what I was just talking about is like, mostly in society is single mothers, and I feel like it's not fair. Like, yeah, there's single fathers too, but there's mostly single mothers because the guy just always wants to bail out and be a dickhead. And then another post on Google that I looked up, I wanted to know like how much would it be for the child's last name to be changed, and then they said there's no cost. It is free to change the last name of a child during the course of a family court proceeding. There is, however, a $65 fee for filing for a name change in civil court and a $210 fee for Supreme Court. What are the rights of the biological father after a child's name is changed? I personally don't have any kids right now, so I don't know much about it unless I hear people's personal experiences or like people who have kids. And I feel like it's just not right for the person to be like kind of like bitter in a way, like the father to be bitter if the last name is changed. If you're not in the child's life, what's the whole use of your last name to be, you know, in the child's name legally? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was in that situation, which probably will never happen. But if I was in that situation, I would have been like, hey, I'm changing their last name to my last name, because guess what? I'm the one who's taking care of the kid. I'm the one sacrificing everything, and you just get to sit there and chill out. And I just feel like stuff like that is not fair. And like, I do want to talk to like single mothers about this, because I feel like their perspective would be way more than mine. I'm just going off of what people have been telling me, and I'm going off of what I have seen, like, you know, in my life. But like, I want to know a single mother's perspective. I want to know their daily life and their struggles on this topic, on the father not being present and then their last name is set on the kid. Another person has commented, she said, I mean, yes, they can, but I don't think they will, because it costs way too damn much to change the person's last name, probably thousands and shit. And then she also said something else, and I'm trying to find it, but I really can't find it. But she just said it's pretty expensive to change the child's last name, and it's like $200 something with the fees. They said it's completely free, but there's like a lot of fees when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I'm like, dang, like that's a lot of stuff. And yeah, it's not fair for the single mothers to be sitting there having their child having the other party's last name, like the father's last name. Like, people said like, oh, that sounds kind of bitter if you want to do that. And then I also like touched base with somebody regarding to this a long time ago, and she said that if the child's father is not in their life, like, I feel like it's very immature for the person to put them on child support. And she feels like if they're not in their life, then she's not going to force them to be into their children's life, and she's not going to put them on child support. Like, she's basically going to bury all of the responsibilities and just figure out another way, which I kind of disagree on, because it's just like, it takes two to tangle. It takes two to make a kid. It takes two to even raise a kid. Like, you could raise a kid like on your own as a single mother or a single father, no problem, if you have a bunch of help. But also, I feel like if, God forbid, like I was a single parent, I feel like I would be drained, because I feel like that would be a lot. And like, it's great to have extra support, but I feel like people, you know, in the society who don't have the support system, who don't have grandparents, aunties, friends or anything like that, and it's just there and their child, I feel like they should file for child support and just like go on with the legal process of split custody or full custody and just put them on child support. But yeah, that's just my opinion on the subject, because like, I feel like single mothers and single fathers need to get more praise, and I feel like most of them don't get as much as praise. But like, the people who flaunt on social media, you know, with their kids, like, I don't know if you ever heard of the social media father. There's such thing as a social media parent. Like, they're he, you know, like, let's take Snapchat filters with their child, but they're not present in the child's life. So I don't know if you guys ever heard of that, but I seen that happen, you know, a while ago. And it's just like, it's kind of sad that people flaunt their kids on social media, but they don't necessarily take care of them much as they should be doing. So that's just my topic of the night. I feel like if you want to change the child's last name, change the child's last name. I feel like the single parent has every right to change the child's last name, because they're the one who is taking care of the kid 24/7 while the other party's sitting on their butt and not doing anything, and also put them on child support. So yeah, that's just my opinion. And then if the child gets older, then yeah, like, let the child change their name. Let them be whoever they want to be. If they want to change their last name to something totally different, to not yours, not anybody else's, but a regular last name, like, they could do that if they want, like, you know what I mean? So that's just my opinion on it. I know my opinions are pretty strong on like just basic subjects, but I feel like this should be talked about, because I feel like it's never talked about, and if it is, then people don't take it too seriously. Single parents need more praise, and that's what people need to learn in the society, is that single parents deserve the freaking world, because that is a lot to take care of one kid by yourself. So yeah, follow me on my Instagram, which will be Shardey17, SHARDEY17. You guys have a wonderful afternoon, have a wonderful evening, and have a wonderful morning. Have a good day. Bye.